Simon & Schuster Audio presents Tidelands by Philippa Gregory. Read by Louise Brealey.
For Anthony. Tidelands, Sussex, Midsummer Eve, June 1648. The church was grey against a paler grey sky, the bell tower dark against the darker clouds. The young woman could hear the faint stir of the shingle as the tide came in, whispering across the mud flats, recoiling from the beach with a little hiss. It was the height of summer, the eve of midsummer, the apex of the year, and though the night was warm, she felt chilled, for she had come to meet a ghost. This was the walking night for the dead, this night and their saints' days, but she did not think that her drunken, violent husband had been under the care of any particular saint. She could not imagine angelic eyes on his erratic progress from sea to alehouse and back again. She did not know if he was runaway or dead, or pressed as a sailor in the disloyal fleet that had turned on their king and now sailed under the rebel flag for Parliament. If she were to see him, she would know he was dead.